Welcome to Commies, a podcast commentary for old films to make new again. I'm Cole Froud, and this is the first commentary. And today we are watching the shit-tastic Platinum Dunes remake of Wes Craven's classic, A Nightmare on Elm Street. I am alone, but we'll have guests on the show soon. So put that disc into your DVD or Blu-ray player, and we'll do a countdown to press play. Okay. Get the New Line Cinema. God damn, I hate these guys. Platinum Dunes. I think they've raped more childhood memories than a priest. Jackie Earl Haley, who looks like a fucking midget in this movie. Connie Britton. Well, at least she went on to... why the fuck is Clancy Brown in this film? Like... not even gonna question it. Steve Jablonski. He did the Gears of War soundtrack, though, which was pretty good. And it's also one of my favorite games, too. Mike Drake. Ugh. Wes Craven. I don't know. Oh. Look, the three wise guys. Michael Bay, Andrew Form, and David Fuller. Bear, he's, some people defend him, I don't, I think he has quite a bit to make this movie crap. Springwood Diner. Yes, empty diner. Ooh. Kind of think of it. Kind of looks like the Legion Diner almost. Well, not really, but that movie was still shit. Dark hallway. Wait. Oh. Hello? Just carry the coffee in here. Saw reference much? There's no, like, he just shows up? Like, in the original, Freddy, you never really saw him. He was always shadowed out. It was suspense. You're like, okay, where is he now? Here, he's like, surprise! Sorry if that was a bit too loud. Oh, there's Rooney Mara. She was actually great in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, David Fincher's film. Really great film if you haven't checked it out yet. No, he has just for... If you think you're out of place or anything, he just checked the clock. He's looking down at his hands now, and now the blonde chick is just at the door. Sorry, that was my email. Jesus, she looks tired. Wait. Freddy hasn't even gotten into the store yet, really. Fuck you, Platinum Dunes. Well, there's the kid from Haunting in Connecticut, which, for a PG-13 horror film, pretty damn good. That was released in 2009. This was released in 2010. You can see how can't even speak today. Seeing how far he has fallen. Sounds like he's pissed. Oh, more mellow teen drama bullshit. Quentin. The only time you can name someone Quentin is as long as it's after Quentin Tarantino. Now, if your name's Quentin and you're listening to this, your parents probably named you after Quentin Tarantino. How come you don't say what happened in the childhood? So what, you can't sleep?
I can sleep. I just don't want to. Okay, Dean, listen to me. They're just dreams. Okay, they're not real.
These dreams are real.
They're not.
They're real.
That must be like a very unpopulated town. Like, I don't, like, no one's in there except him and her. Cheap jump scare. Well, at least they didn't start it off with an off-screen kill. If you guys remember Friday the 13th, which was released back in 2009, Friday, February 13th, 2009. I'll do a commentary on that later. Well, hey, he's dead. Why doesn't that guy just go back and get his girlfriend? Ex-girlfriend. Okay, we are, for those of you, if you think you're misplaced, the cheap jump scare with Freddy's hand coming out of the grave just hit the blonde chick. Man. There's Clancy Brown. And I like Clancy Brown. But not like this.
I'm okay. Thank you. We're setting up a crisis center at the school. You know where my office is, right, Nancy?
Crisis center at a school for one per like. I like some people in my school, my high school that I went to, died in a car crash, but they never set up a fucking crisis center. But of course, like the person that would, you know, go there and who knew the person can get counseling, but not a whole fucking crisis center. It's a little over dramatic. Oh, look, he's getting back with her, I think. Looks like emo Zac Efron. Wow. Nightmare on Douche Street. Now, some people may get offended or send me hate mail. I'm totally cool with that. But I think Wes Craven's work is dated. And coming up here is a shot that they really could have left out of this movie. Not that shot. Right there, where the wall moves and Freddy comes out. Like, such a bad shot. CGI. Ugh. I've seen better shit on sci-fi than I have with this.
Photos of me from when I was younger. You're not here.
Because today, at the funeral, I saw a photo of Dean and I when we were, like, 5. But, you know, it's funny. I don't remember knowing Dean before high school. Who can remember being 5 years old? Like, why don't you pack those up? Dinner's almost right.
That has got to be one of the cleanest garages I have ever fucking seen. Oh, 97. That was a good year. Power failure, time to freak out.
Remember me.
Chris, you okay?
I really think Jackie Earl Haley. His voice just annoys me. It's very slow. It's not even menacing. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm just gonna talk like this. Jesus. I know guys get nervous when they talk to like girls, but like he overdoes it. Emo Zac Efron again, looking across the room. There's an emo kid again. Jesus Christ! Jesus. There he is again. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I really just don't understand how they couldn't have gotten, like, Robert Englund to play Freddy here. Like, he is Freddy. I can't picture anyone else doing Freddy. I couldn't even Jackie Earle Haley. I thought before the film, I saw this in theaters, probably like a lot of people, because it was made a fair bit of money in the first weekend after it's like 70% fucking drop off. But, ugh. Robert Englund is Freddy and forever will be Freddy. Again, the cleanest garage in the world. For those of you,
hey, I have to fly to London on a red eye tonight. Okay.
Speaking of red eye, did anyone see that film? Wes Craven's film,
yeah,
with Rachel McAdams.
Be all right.
Don't remember it, but from what I saw, I thought it was pretty good. I think gonna have to watch it again. If you think you are behind in the film or ahead, we are just getting to the scene where the blonde chick in blue watches her mother drive away because she works at an airport flying planes, and she's just arming the alarm system security force. Creaky floors.
Jesus, Jesse.
Why didn't he just knock at the front door? His mom? His mom's not... Her mom's not home. He should have looked in the front fucking driveway and saw no car.
Now every time I dream, burnt and melted. And he's always trying to...
Melted? I don't think I'd describe Freddy Krueger as melted. He's a burn victim. Yes, let's pull the paranormal activity. Don't talk about it, maybe it'll go away. From a distance, she looks like Taylor Swift almost. Mind you,
Rufus!
You know what? I would love to see Taylor Swift in that role.
Rufus!
Yep, we're putting Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, and Justin Bieber
Rufus, come here, boy!
In the new Human Centipede movie coming out. I'd pay like top dollar to see that. That was a kind of a lame joke. Did you laugh? Because I didn't. That was just... Crickets are sounding after that. Another jump scare. Jesus, there is a lot of, like, sorry about this podcast, that there's a lot of dead air, but this movie is just dragging on and on.
Found you.
Oh. Yes. Jesus. I saw this in theaters with a packed house, and the girl I was dating, at this scene where the blonde chick just goes, like, flying into walls and shit, she started to laugh. Well, so did the whole audience. I love how they, I think the costume designer made them purposely wear white just to show the damn blood. Yeah, running. I don't know about you, but I'd wait there because running just makes you look guilty. That's another thing the writers didn't think about. And for those of you that are probably going to comment on this podcast, yeah, I know it was in the original. Yeah. How come no one has dads in this film? Is that... Wait. What the fuck is that... like a fat stick man painting doing? Like, you can just see it. For those of you, okay, I'm doing another status check on the movie. We are at the part where Rooney Mara's character, or Nancy, is talking to, well, the person that's supposed to be playing Johnny Depp's character in the original. Doesn't that sound like that shitty Stay Alive film? If you die in the video game, you die for real. Yeah, the cops come, and you want to start running? Gonna turn it. It's gonna turn into the last house on the left, that rape scene, except it's in a prison. There's that stick. There's the stick picture. Again, right? But it just doesn't hold any fucking meaning.
Yeah.
Gigablast. Man. Little girl in the library, little girl gone. I don't know. Man. Rather be watching The Shining. That is one fucking messy library. So let me get this straight. It goes clean garage, clean attic, kinda, messy library. It's story time with Freddy Krueger. You think he's, You know what was Freddy Krueger saying? Reading in that scene? Go the fuck to sleep. Freddy? I'd pay money for Jackie Earl Haley to sing, to read that book to me in the Freddy, in his Freddy voice. Now, I know Freddy is the star of this movie, but they use him way too much. Because in the original, you're always, when's he gonna show up? It was suspense. There's no suspense. Ugh. And look, it's Silent Hill. It's that same kid. Oh, okay, that's a different one. Is it just me, or... Yeah, he looks like a midget. Well, that's cool, I guess.
Oh God. Boom. No. Just me. What do you want from me? I don't know, Jesse. You think you can turn back time? No, it's all right. You think you can bring it back to light?
No.
No. I didn't fucking think so. Why are you screaming? Well, I haven't even got you yet.
How does Freddy know that? When he says, the heart starts the mind keeps working even after the heart stops beating. He was a janitor. How the fuck would he know that? Yeah, he probably looked it up on Google. Yeah, probably. But wasn't it like Google? Never mind. School, children. Now, micro-naps is a, you know what, I think micro-naps is a pretty cool idea, and that's probably the only, it's probably the only cool idea they presented, well, something original, but they didn't fucking expand on it, which I'll point out later. There's a stick figure again. Right in our mirror.
Okay, well, I didn't know where you were. And I just feel like with everything that's been happening with your friends. Mm-hmm. I have some sort of connection with Chris.
Was Connie Britton in Scott Derrickson's The Exorcism of Emily Rose? I think. She was back in 2006. I'm not sure. I'll look that up later. I refuse to believe that all 20 fucking kids blocked that out mentally. The mouth you have to swallow that bullshit has to be bigger than friggin' Lindsay Lohan. Oh, the iconic bathroom scene. The tub scene. Why didn't they expand on this? All that tells me that, yeah, Baird, you know how to do it too. I could probably shoot that scene. Now it's snowing, or is it ash? Yeah, it's snow. But why? You're in a dream sequence. Get some fucking creativity. For those of you that want to check if you guys are, if we're still coinciding on the same scene, we are in the remembrance sequence or dream. Nancy is confronting, well, not confronting, but just been approached by Freddy.
Nancy, we got to
address
Jesse's dead. He died in his sleep.
They got him.
I saw him. I fell asleep. I saw Freddy.
I'm coming over.
Okay.
I think the scene that would... I think the only thing that would make this scene better is if Rooney Mara did a masturbation scene in the bathtub, just like Natalie Portman did in Black Swan.
This bathroom's a preschool. It's on the other end of town. It was closed years ago. Can't find any pictures.
Okay. I drew this after my dream.
I've never seen it before. How is the guy on our
You can't put two and two together? In some horror films, I like them to be intelligent. This one goes overboard on idiocracy. Cool picture.
We're all here. Chris, Jesse, Dean. It's me, it's you, it's the web.
What are you doing?
I don't understand. You said that. You said that we didn't know each other. But we're all in this picture. We went to school together. Get in the picture. Why would you lie to me?
I didn't lie.
It's right here. Why would you lie to me?
Stop lying to me.
I am not lying to you. I am not lying to you.
I am not lying to you. I didn't want you to have to go through your life with this memory. I didn't want you to remember. I wanted you to forget.
No one. She didn't look through her, like,
what
school photo album and go, hey, Mom, why am I not in, like, kindergarten?
There was a man at the preschool. His name was Fred Krueger. He was a gardener.
Warsh. Sorry. I just picture Warshak playing hide and seek with all these kids.
So these dreams that you're having, they're repressed memories from a terrible, terrible time. I hope you're right.
We have to find the other kids in the picture. Courtney, it doesn't make any sense. There's got to be more to it than this. It's not...
This makes total sense, okay? You heard what your mom said. These are just fucked up memories.
What if she's
we're
wrong?
We're living them. They're just memories.
How do you know that? Memories don't kill you.
Quentin, get in the car.
Oh, there's a... You see, nobody...
This is crazy. Listen to yourself.
Nobody... Is everyone divorced in this town or just stayed single? I've yet to see parents of, like, a complete set of parents.
I want you to do 4 in warm-up, then do a 200, back press, drill swim.
Now, Quentin, I need you to focus here. I need you to wake up and get into this. Let's go.
All right, guys. Step up. Let's go. On the blocks. Take your mark.
What was the... There's Gigablast. Again. You know, they could have used Google. Make this more believable.
Make sure you're working your underwaters. Hit the turns in and out really quick. Powerful dolphins off the wall. All right, guys, we're going to do 8 300s, descend 1 to 4, hold 5 to 8. Let's step up. Take your mark.
Come on, pick it up. Let's go, guys.
Well, the water scene is... Jesus. That cannot be healthy. It's probably full of oil. But he has to have this memory. Or vision. Whatever you want to call it. So, I just thought of something. How do the kids know the nursery rhyme if Freddy never told it to them? See, this town, like, did this town ever think of, I don't know, calling the cops on him? Okay, well, that answers that question. Sorry, it's been a while since I've seen this film. Last time I saw it was actually in the theater. Oh, man.
I had another nightmare last night.
Hey, it's that guy from Friday the 13th.
I ran a different way this time. I ended up in front of
I guess... I think my favorite Asian character is in The Walking Dead, Glenn. Or I think it's Steven Yeun. He's awesome. Yeah. And is Freddy more concerned about moving the movie along than actually going after the kids?
We would have said anything. Why didn't you go to the police? No, God. And the things we said it did. The cave? Did you ever find it?
No.
How do you know he was guilty?
You killed an innocent man.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about that night.
Good. You deserve at least that.
When you grow up,
excuse me.
Listen to me. As far as everyone around here is concerned, Fred Krueger never existed.
Quentin! Quentin, wait!
Oh, yeah, he's pissed.
Marcus said that Freddy wanted him to find something.
Don't you want to hear? Cool, she's a vampire now. We just the scene where the bloody corpse is being pulled down the school hallway, and she opens her mouth like a vampire, and now we're at, and again with Quentin and Nancy, and they're leaving the school right now. So hopefully you're caught up. I'm just gonna run into this drugstore. Oh, no. I thought he robbed it or something. Kept forgetting. This is how bad it is. I can remember the original. But the remake. Ugh. I tell you, if I wasn't watching it right now, I'd probably forget about it. Oh, jump scene. This scene coming up, I don't know if they tried to do it for shock value or anything. There's nothing. Platinum Dunes, like, as their tagline is, gritty. Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they wanted it to be more gritty. This isn't really that bad. It's pretty tame and not overly violent. Like, it's more violent than the original, but still, it's just, again, what was it? Steve Barton at DreadCentral.com actually said it's almost like a Mexican knockoff. And after watching this film, I feel like Mexicans watched the original and tried to repeat it with no knowledge. No, we're back in Silent Hill now. Can he do anything else than just rub his two fingers together? Like...
Okay, how we doing? I'm gonna give you a little something for the pain. It'll put you right.
Man, that needle reminds me of... What was that? Yeah, I think it was Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Dream Warriors? When Freddy Krueger's claws turned into needles. That was fucking awesome. They really have bad security there.
We talked to me on phone.
Well, now they're driving. And having small talk, like, what is your favorite color? What the fuck? Why didn't he hit, Freddy? Like, he's... Like, they're trying to kill him. I'd hit that motherfucker. But again, I'm trying to make sense of a senseless movie. And there's no bitch. Like, bitch is the Freddy word. Some of the best quotes that he said, which are in the later films when he started getting comedic. Welcome to prime time, bitch. Or even, every town has an Elm Street. Like, where are those quotes in this film? There's none. There is no recognizable quotes. Let alone memorable quotes. Man. They really... You know what? It's like Silent Hill Revelations. Now, please, do not go see that. Do not rent that film. Or just stick to the original. It's terrible. But Silent Hill Revelations uses Pyramid way too much. And here, they used Freddy way too much. Like...
Alright, now that we're here, now what? Because I don't remember any of this.
This must be his room. He brought us here for a reason. There's something back there.
I love how nobody checked this building out. Nobody cleaned out his shit after Freddy apparently left town. There's that fucking picture again. Damn, look at those look how fucking great those photos look after all these years.
What are those pictures of?
They're all of you.
No.
You were wrong.
Really? See, that just proves it. Come on. Can we hurry it up a bit? Come on, I don't want to kill you guys.
What does he want from us? He's never gonna stop.
I know what we need to do. Come on.
Man. I don't think anyone's listening to this because you probably turned the film off. But if you still listening, just make sure you're not near a window. You know what would be awesome if they, those two, when they were kissing, he just morphed into Freddy. That was in one of the older ones too, when he was like making out with a girl and his tongue was so long and it stuck to the other girl's mouth. That was kick-ass. Jesus Christ, it's a good thing he found that. It was just conveniently placed. Wait a second, why the fuck would he have that? When he was a gardener? Again, me trying to make sense out of a senseless movie. Oh, we're back in Silent Hill again.
Girlfriend's here, he'll be right back.
It's real. Again, I have not seen the commentary for this film, so I really can't poke jabs at it. But if I did, I'd probably be poking jabs at it. So those, we are at the scene now where they are in the dream sequence, but in Nancy's house, right after the Silent Hill scene. Yeah. Jesus. Again. Descent. Remember Neil Marshall's Descent? Way to rip that scene off. There's the picture again. There he is again. You remember yet? Come on, you remember?
You remember everything now, don't you? Your memories are what fuels me.
No, please don't.
Your mouth says no, but your body says yes. Don't turn away. Look at me. Look what you did to me.
Give me back my face.
Now it's time to play.
Freddy looks like a retired old man, all wrinkly and shit. Wait, what the fuck? Why'd he say that? I'm your boyfriend now.
Sweet dreams.
And another thing. Why did Freddy just say he was gonna keep her alive to like have fun and play with her, but then not like 5 seconds after he tries to kill her? A nightmare on Contradictory Street. Now, Freddy just got killed. Was that the lamest fucking kill of killing Freddy? Like, at least Jason, well, no. At least in the Friday the 13th remake, they led up to Jason going through the wood chipper. But didn't follow through. So are they gonna get charged with arson now that they burnt down the fucking condemned building, preschool, whatever? So we are basically at the final scene of this film. Finally, I toughened it out for you guys.
I want you to go straight up to bed, okay? Here. Hey, man. I know you're just trying to protect me.
So, we are at the credit sequence, and, I just want to say a few things. What the fuck was that? Like, Freddy couldn't get the girl, so he went for the mother. Why? Like, I know it was in the original, but at least that sort of made sense. Again, Platinum Dunes, fuck you. Thanks for listening, though. I will be posting another one of my commentaries soon. Have a good day.